This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse.
If you live near the sea or intend taking an unaccompanied fishing trip, you'll find a great deal of food for thought in this unusual and delightful comedy simply called Miranda.
I'll take you to London, Miranda, quoth he. Oh, Miranda, Miranda, won't you please marry me?
Once upon a time, there was a very successful young Harley Street surgeon named Paul Martin, who lived in a charming riverside flat on the bank of the Thames. It so happened one September that he felt like a holiday in Cornwall, while his wife, Claire, wasn't at all keen on the idea.
But, darling, you're very fond of fish.
I may be, but I'm not fond of catching them.
Well, there's no need for you to fish. You can just sit in the boat.
Exactly. I can just sit in the boat. Paul, I've been doing that for the past 5 years. I'm sick and tired of sitting in a boat.
If you feel like that about it, I'd better go on my own.
Very well.
I think perhaps a holiday apart might be a very good thing for both of us.
In other words, you're off in a little search of adventure all on your own.
If I were off in search of that sort of adventure, I shouldn't go to Cornwall.
Oh, you never know what you might find down there if you tried.
Darling, just because I want to go fishing and you don't.
I'm perfectly content to stay at home.
Very well. Then I will have a bachelor holiday. I think I might rather enjoy a bit of fishing alone.
And thereby hangs a tale. For one day, while Paul Martin was spending his idyllic holiday at the little fishing village of Pendour, he hired a boat, and because the fish were not biting, went a little farther afield than usual. Late afternoon found him in a secluded cove along the Cornish coast, with a very large fish on the end of his line.
Aha! Got you, you beauty! Now try and get away!
But oddly enough, the very large fish didn't try to get away. Paul, you see, had become entangled in his end of the line, and you would almost have sworn that the fish was trying to catch him.
Hey! Hey, let go! Go!
To tell the truth, the fish had caught him.
Hello? You've woken up at last.
Oh, Helen, huh?
I suppose you think you're seeing things.
Yes, nurse.
What do you mean, nurse?
Well, you are a nurse, aren't you?
No. Do I look like a nurse?
No, you're not wearing... Well, I must have hit my head as I went down. You don't seem to be wearing anything at all.
I wish you wouldn't stare.
No, you're certainly not a nurse. Who are you?
Miranda.
Miranda? Where am I?
You're in my cave. I brought you here. You fell out of your boat.
Fell? I was pulled.
You're a rotten swimmer.
Look here, I may be a bit light-headed, but to me you seem to have a...
A tail?
Yes.
I have. I'm a mermaid.
A mermaid?
I think you're lovely. I love tall men. The last two I caught were so short I had to throw them back again.
How do I get out of here?
You don't. There's only one way under the water. You couldn't find it unless I helped you. I'm not going to.
Why not?
Because I'm lonely.
Oh, but you wouldn't dream of keeping me here. Why, I'm a respectable married man.
Oh, so you've got a wife?
Yes.
Well, there are plenty of men on land. You'll soon find another one.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking of keeping you here for myself. There's a dreadful shortage of men below sea.
But I couldn't live here.
That's what they all think at first.
Do you mean to tell me that other men have lived here?
Several, but not with me. You're my first adventure. I'm so happy.
Are you? Miranda.
I love the way you say Miranda. Say it again.
Miranda?
Miranda. Miranda.
Is your wife as pretty as I am?
Oh, she's quite attractive.
Then why did you leave her?
Well, I haven't. I'm having a holiday, that's all.
Oh, fine. But I'm going to keep you here. Unless...
Unless what?
You take me on land with you. I've always wanted to go, and this is my chance. I know you're a doctor because I found a card in your pocket. You could take me as your invalid patient.
But I...
My tail? You can wrap it up. You'll have to buy me some clothes. Some wonderful ones. Where did your wife get hers?
Manila, but...
Oh, yes, I've seen some of these in the copy of Vogue I picked up on the beach. They'll have to be especially long. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
I want to see all the sights. I want to go to Buckingham Palace and Billingsgate Market. Oh, but most of all, I want to go to the opera.
Look, it's out of the question. What would people say? I mean, how would I get you out of here? Miranda, what would you eat? Where would you sleep?
You could fix all that up.
Miranda, please.
You could.
But Miranda...
You know you could.
But Miranda... All right. Take me ashore and I'll bring Manel about some clothes for you.
Claire, where are you?
Isabel, what's all this about?
A surprise. Look, Nigel and I are engaged.
Oh, darling, what a lovely ring.
I'm so glad for you both.
Oh, you're sweet.
I simply have to come and tell you on my way out. Oh, any news of Paul?
Yes, there is. Considerable news.
What do you mean?
My dear, he's bringing a patient back with him from Cornwall. To live here for 3 weeks.
What, here in this flat with you? But Claire, who is it?
Oh, I don't know. Some old dear he met in Pendour. She can't walk.
Oh, darling, she'll never stop ringing for bottles.
I know. They're coming this afternoon.
Excuse me, madam.
Oh, yes, Charles.
I'm just leaving to meet the train, madam.
Very good, Charles.
And, madam, a sort of barrel has just arrived from Cornwall. There's 3 and 5 pence to pay.
A sort of barrel?
Yes, madam, addressed to Miss Treweller, care of Dr. Martin.
Oh, so that's her name.
A barrel? You see, she's an old tippler.
Or not that sort of... Not that sort of barrel, madam. I think it's oysters.
Very well, Charles, you'd better pay.
Oh, very well. Madam, this old lady what's coming to stay, madam, I hope I shan't be expected to wheel her out in a bath chair.
Oh.
No, madam.
Oh, very well, Charles. I'll speak to the doctor about it.
Very good, madam.
Oh, dear. Perhaps I should have gone fishing with Paul.
I should hate to say I told you so.
Paul.
Claire, darling.
Oh, you look wonderfully well, dear. Did you have a good time?
Magnificent.
How big was the largest fish you caught?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Well, where's Miss Trev... what's her name?
Truella, dear. Well, I came on by taxi. Charles is bringing her by a roundabout route. She wanted to see Buckingham Palace.
Good heavens.
You don't really mind my bringing her here, do you, Claire?
No, I suppose not.
You see, she's by no means a straightforward case.
Oh, Paul, what actually is the matter with her?
Well, I told you, dear, she couldn't walk. Her main trouble is a mental one.
Don't tell me she's a little dotty.
Far from it. But you'll have to help me, Claire.
How?
Well, to begin with, the poor child...
Child? How old is she, Paul?
Well, quite young. Could be any age, really.
Yes, I've been picturing someone rather old.
Oh, had you, dear? Why?
Oh, I don't know. Bath chairs, association of ideas, I suppose. You were saying the poor child?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, she's met very few people. In fact, she's had hardly any social life at all.
I see. That explains Buckingham Palace. She probably believes in starting at the top.
Well, you see, Claire, I had to get her away from Cornwall. She needs to be taken out of herself. That combined with a very special diet.
Should put her on her feet again?
Oh, I'm afraid we can't quite hope for that.
Oh. Darling, her diet isn't going to be too difficult for Betty to cope with, is it?
Oh, no, quite simple. Light, you know. No meat, but fish. Plenty of fish.
Paul, why couldn't she have gone to a nursing home?
Oh, that wouldn't suit Miranda's case at all.
Miranda?
Yes, pretty name, isn't it?
Do you call her Miranda?
Yes.
She doesn't call you Paul by any chance.
As a matter of fact, she does.
Well, really?
Oh, now, darling, it's business, you know.
Well, there's one thing I absolutely insist on. You've got to get a nurse for her.
A nurse? Oh. Oh, yes, I'll ring Nurse Carey. That's a very good idea.
Carey? But I thought that was the one you were never going to use again.
Oh, Nurse Carey's a bit eccentric, that's all. And it might be a good thing in this case.
I give up.
This is the lounge room, miss. Where shall I put you down?
Am I that heavy?
Oh, no, miss. Quite the opposite.
What wonderful muscles. You look so very strong.
Oh, I do a bit of amateur boxing, miss. Only my spare time, you know.
Do you live here in the flat, Charles?
Yes, miss.
Oh, I shall like that. Are you married, Charles?
Oh, no, miss. Just walking out with Betty, who looks after the flat.
You can put Miss Truella down now, Charles.
Oh, very good, madam.
On the couch will do.
Yes, madam.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, it's quite all right, miss.
Charles, you'd better go and see about the luggage.
Yes, madam. Straight away, madam.
Miss Truella, I'm Claire Martin.
How do you do? You're very beautiful, aren't you? Paul said you were only quite attractive.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Well, I expect you're feeling tired after your journey.
Oh, no, I'm far too excited to be tired. Besides, I've been sitting down all day. But I thought all day for years and years.
Oh. Will you have a cigarette?
No, I don't like fire so near to my face.
Oh, well, will it worry you if I do?
Not at all. Does it taste of anything?
Well, only tobacco, I suppose.
Do you always have to cook it, or can you eat it raw?
I'm sure I don't know. I've never felt the urge to try.
You know, it's awfully kind of you to have me here. I've always wanted to come to London. If only my sisters could see me now.
So you have some sisters?
Yes.
Do they live in Pendar, too?
No. They're very fond of travelling. They move around quite a lot. Sometimes when Mel and Cornwall, we meet for musical evenings.
Now that must be fun.
We adore singing. And down there we have to amuse ourselves as best we can.
Have you a good voice?
It does rather run in the family. Claire, I may call you Claire, mayn't I?
Of course.
Do you think we might go to the opera soon?
Well, if Paul says you can, we might make up a party and go tomorrow, perhaps.
Oh, wonderful. Then I can see all the people, and they can see me, and no one will suspect...
Suspect what?
That I can't walk. I saw Buckingham Palace today.
Yes, Paul said you were going round that way. Did you like it?
My dear, those guardsmen are terrific.
You see, Nurse Carey, this is a rather peculiar case.
Yes. How peculiar is this case, Doctor?
Well, to start with, it must be treated with the utmost secrecy.
A woman?
Yes, Nurse. A young woman.
Oh.
Now, her stay in London is to be rather social, and I want you to be her companion.
Well, I'll do my best.
Good. She's rather tired out tonight, so I won't introduce you. But I'd like you to be here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with a bath chair, if you can get one. And remember, anything to do with Miss Truella is completely and utterly confidential.
Very well. I don't want to know anything you don't want to tell me, I'm sure. Good evening, Dr. Martin.
Let me show you to the door, Nurse.
Hello? Oh, Isabel. No. No, I don't think you'd better come tonight. Very different to what I expected. I'll tell you tomorrow. Yes, darling. Is Nigel with you? Give him my love. She's calling me. I must go. Bye, Isabel.
Coming, Miranda. What is it?
I tried one of your cigarettes while you were on the phone, and I think smoking's horrible. I nearly choked. Would you take it and throw it away?
Of course I would. Miranda, how
extraordinarily cold you are.
Am I?
Yes, terribly cold.
Paul says I have a subnormal temperature, but it doesn't mean I'm ill. I like to be cool, and I like cold things. I'm very fond of ice cream.
I like it, too.
Who is that, Isabel, who wanted you on the phone?
Oh, Isabel lives in the flat above. She runs a hat shop.
I've never worn a hat. And Nigel?
Her fiancé. He's a painter.
Does he live there, too?
No, he lives in Bloomsbury.
Is he handsome?
Isabel thinks so.
Do you?
I just think Paul is.
So do I.
Well, I've just seen Nurse Carey off and given her all her instructions. She'll be here at 10 in the morning.
Is she nice?
You'll like her, I'm sure. Now, Miranda, you can say goodnight. Come along. Off to bed.
Won't Claire mind?
What?
Oh, dear. Have I said the wrong thing?
Better hurry and finish your breakfast, dear. That nurse of ours will be here in a minute.
I know. Thank you, darling.
Miranda slept well?
Oh, apparently. She's very lively this morning, anyway.
And are we all going to the opera tonight?
Opera?
Oh, yes, she's simply dying to.
Well, I don't think that's a very good idea.
But I do.
You do?
Yes. After all, you say she needs taking out of herself. We could borrow Mark's box at Covent Garden. He's away.
Yes, we could do that.
While you've got the paper, Paul, have a look and see what they're doing tonight.
Very well, dear.
I could ring Isabel and ask her to come, too. She could bring Nigel.
Tonight, Rheingold.
Oh, dear, I hate all those dreary mermaids.
Do you? Oh, do you, my dear?
That must be Nurse Carey.
Oh, yes, I'd better see Miranda. Tell Charles to bring the nurse to Miranda's room, will you, darling? I'll go and make sure she's ready. Come along this way, please, Nurse Carey. This is Miss Truella's room here.
Oh, thank you. Well, where are they?
I don't know, I'm sure. Doctor said to bring you here.
I shan't be long, nurse.
Paul, darling.
Miranda, you mustn't do that.
What room is that?
Where the doctor is? Oh, that's the bathroom. It's full of fish.
Fish?
Please, Miranda. No. Now let me go.
Well.
Good morning, nurse. I was just preparing the fish.
That's what it sounded like.
You may go, Charles, and close the door. Oh. Yes, sir. Now, perhaps you'd like to come to the bathroom and see for yourself, nurse.
Yes.
Oh, and, nurse, I must tell you, Miss Truella sleeps in her bath.
Oh?
Yes, in a bath full of cold water.
Well, everyone to their taste, I suppose.
Well, come along now. Miranda, this is Nurse Carey.
Hello, nurse. Have an oyster?
Oh, the pretty thing. It's a mermaid. I've always believed in them. Oh, doctor, this is delightful.
Now, dear, hurry up and finish your breakfast. There's plenty to tell you, Isabel, I can assure you. Miranda's got Paul by the ears.
Darling, I can't wait to see it.
Well, you can tonight. We're taking her to the opera. And Paul and I thought perhaps you and Nigel would like to come, too, and drop round for a drink before we go.
Oh, darling, we'd love to. I'm not mad about opera myself, so I'll have plenty of opportunity to watch Miranda working on your Paul.
You won't be the only one watching, believe me. Everything ready, Charles?
Yes, Mum. I've just put the sandwiches on the table.
They look very nice.
The green dish are the special ones for Miss Truella.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and madam, about the matter of the bath chair, I've changed my mind.
Have you?
Yes, madam. I shall be very pleased to wheel the young lady up, madam. Now I've seen her, well, I feel...
You feel what, Charles?
Sorry for her, madam.
I'll tell her, Charles.
I wish you would, madam.
Heavens, there they are. Has Nurse Carey gone?
No, madam.
Well, where's Dr. Martin?
In the study. You won't want a fire lighted before you come back from the opera, will you, madam?
No, Charles. It's turned so hot.
Miss Lambert? Mr. Hawke?
Claire! Hello, darling. Nigel, this is the first chance I've had to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you.
That'll be all, Charles. Tell Dr. Martin the others are here, will you?
Yes, madam.
Darling, where's Miranda?
Oh, she won't be a moment. She's just getting dressed, I think.
Nigel ought to be dressed, too.
Oh, no, it suits him to be untidy.
Well, it doesn't suit me. Just look at that tie.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's the best I can do.
Hello, Isabel.
Nigel.
Hello, Paul.
I say, Claire, what are you trying to do? Parch them? Fix some drinks, will you, dear?
All right. What will you have, Isabel? A martini?
Love one, Tang.
Tell me, Paul, what's this about your new patient? Sounds very interesting.
What does?
This psychological cure you're doing. Isabel told me about it.
Did she?
Of course, she was rather flippant. She very often is, you know.
Have a sandwich. What did she say?
Well, she said the treatment was all fish and faith and... Oh, excuse me.
Oh, Nigel, you must have got hold of one of those Miranda special sandwiches. Here's the waste paper basket.
Oh, thanks. Oh, do you mean to say Miranda actually eats these? What's in them?
Seaweed. That's the first part of the cure, Nigel.
Hello, everyone.
And here she is now. I'll take her, Charles.
Oh, I can manage her.
I'll take her, Charles.
Well, I can manage, sir.
That will be all, Charles.
Yes, sir.
Miranda, this is Isabel.
Are you the one with Charles' hat?
Yes.
How do you do? And this is Nigel, your boyfriend.
Yes, he sells paintings.
How do you do?
He's beautiful.
Are you allowed to drink, Miranda?
Yes. A glass of salt water, please.
A what?
A glass of salt water, please.
I'll ring for Charles.
That's a funny thing to drink.
Doctor's orders.
You're anxious?
Charles, bring Miss Truella a glass of salt water.
Yes, sir. Salt water, sir?
About a heaped dessert spoonful.
Very good, sir.
Don't you hate drinking that?
One gets used to it, you know. Some African natives eat it by the handful.
Chacun a son goût.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Isabel, can I be a customer of yours?
Why, yes, I suppose so.
I long to buy some hats. I don't wear one as a rule.
That's why you have such nice hair.
You're pulling my leg.
Not at all.
I am going to enjoy myself. Just fancy buying clothes in London.
You look as though you always shopped in Paris.
It's surprising what you can find in Cornwall if you try.
Oh, you're not going to tell me that dress came off the peg in Pendour's stores.
That dress? Oh, I know. I ran it up myself.
Your glass of water, miss.
Thank you, Charles. Just right.
Very good, miss.
You're extraordinary. Now, if I get a mouthful of salt water when I'm swimming, I'm practically sick on the spot.
Do you like the sea?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
So do I.
Rather oppressive tonight, isn't it? Perhaps it's going to rain.
Well, I wish it would. It'd cool the air down.
We don't want it wet on Miranda's first night in town.
Oh, but I love the rain.
So do I.
You two seem to have quite a lot in common.
Yes, don't we?
You must have been born under the same influence.
What is your star, Nigel?
Oh, I believe it's some Pisces, the sign of the fishes.
Well, there's nothing so very funny in that, is there?
No, darling, it just so surprised me to know that Nigel was interested in such things.
Well, what with the heat, I feel I must try to do something to my face before we go.
Me too.
Coming, darling?
Yes.
We shan't be long, boys. You'd better tell Charles to get out the car, Paul.
Oh, yes. Look after Miranda a minute, will you, Nigel?
Oh, yes, certainly.
Thank you, Nigel. I think you're so nice.
Well, you don't know me very well.
Yes, I do. Knowing some people is a matter of instinct. How long have you been engaged to Isabel?
Well, exactly 3 days. It's taken me 3 years to talk her into it.
How could she resist you? There's something about your face that makes me want to cry.
Yes. I often feel that way about it myself.
Poor Nigel. Isn't Isabel very sympathetic?
Well, she doesn't quite see eye to eye with my painting. She'd like me to design posters and make a lot of money. She makes more money in her shop in a month than I do in a year.
I wish you'd paint me.
Do you? I'd like to. I'd like to very much.
Can you really spare the time?
Can you?
Of course. How will you paint me, Nigel?
Like Venus rising out of the sea.
No. Why did you say that?
I don't know. I just feel that way, Miranda.
I like the way you say Miranda. Say it again.
Miranda. Miranda. Miranda.
Where's your studio?
Just by the British Museum. How will you get there?
Nurse Carey shall bring me.
When will you come?
Tomorrow afternoon?
Yes.
How many times should I have to sit for you?
Oh, well, that's difficult to say.
Perhaps I should have to come quite often.
Perhaps.
I hope so.
I do, too.
Paul, not back yet?
Oh, no, he's probably seeing Nurse Carey.
Oh. We ought to be going soon. Is there anything you want, Miranda?
No, thank you.
Are we all set?
I think so, dear.
I'll carry Miranda down to the car.
No, no, it's all right.
Oh, yes, Paul, I'd like to...
Oh, darling, you'll only drop her.
I'll do no such thing.
I know exactly how to lift...
Now, look here.
Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Charles?
I've come to carry the young lady down.
Why, Charles, how nice of you.
Why, not at all, miss. It's a pleasure, miss.
Now, if you two boys will shake hands, we'd better go.
I'll go and open the door.
No, let me. You've got your coat.
Isabel.
Yes?
What do you think of her?
She's certainly a man's woman.
Her dress
came from the mill.
Of course. Ran it up herself.
Claire!
Coming, darling, coming. There's something a bit odd about her, isn't there?
She's incredibly pretty.
She's pretty incredible.
Hello, Manel speaking.
Good afternoon, Mr. Manel.
Oh, my dear Mrs. Martin, this is wonderful. I'm so glad you ran. I am absolutely distracted, but distracted. Did you like the dresses I sent to Cornwall?
No, not altogether.
Oh, well, it was such a rush. And your husband gave such peculiar instructions.
My husband? Oh, he did.
No, but yes, of course. He telephoned me from Cornwall. Did he enjoy his holiday?
Oh, yes. I should think never a dull moment.
My dear, how dreadful. I must say I didn't think Paul would do a thing like that. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I shall lead up to it, I think, and give him a chance to confess before I ask him outright. Of course, she may have paid for the dresses herself.
Somehow, I doubt that. Where is Miranda now?
Out with Nurse Carey again. I haven't seen her since lunchtime. Oh, Isabel, the last 3 weeks have been a positive nightmare. I don't feel I shall ever want to go to the theater again. And as for the opera, much as I hate Paul being alone with her, they'll have to go to Bohème without me tonight. I couldn't face it again.
You poor sweet.
How's Nigel?
He's been in a peculiar mood. Not that I've seen much of him. He's busy on a new picture.
Oh, what sort?
I haven't the least idea.
Shan't be a moment. It's Betty and Charles' evening off.
Hello, Claire.
Nigel. Come in.
Well, Lipman told me Isabel was here.
She is.
Hello, darling. Have your ears been burning?
Why, what have you been saying about me?
Oh, just that you've been working hard. How's it going?
Oh, pretty well.
Well, what is it?
A portrait.
Nigel, who?
Not a celebrity, I'm afraid.
A woman?
Yes. The most beautiful, patient, sympathetic face I've ever seen.
When can we see?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps not at all.
Here's a drink, Nigel.
Oh, thanks. Now, aren't you joining me?
No, I've got the most awful headache.
Yeah, so have I, but it doesn't stop me.
Would you like an aspirin? I'm going to take some myself.
Yeah, I would, thank you.
Well, I'll get some. Shan't be a moment.
Well, what are you doing down here, Isabel? Pulling Miranda to pieces?
Why should you suddenly say that?
Seems to be one of your favorite pastimes.
Well, she doesn't appeal to me, so it's no use pretending she does. In fact, I think she's quite peculiar.
Well, that isn't exactly kind of you, considering she's an invalid.
At any rate, she seems to have a champion in you.
If people don't see eye to eye with you, Isabel, you always think they're peculiar. You think I'm a bit eccentric.
You've been telling me so for over 3 years. Get your hair cut, Nigel. You can't wear sandals, Nigel. Adjust your ideas, Nigel.
Whatever's the matter with you?
The accumulation of what you've been saying and doing for the last 3 years.
Well, it's taken you a long time to realize it.
Too long. I know now that we're utterly unsuited to each other.
Nigel!
Well, I shouldn't come near me. I smell of turpentine. There's wet paint on my coat and my hands are filthy.
It's this Mona Lisa you've been painting.
You'll leave her out of it.
I wasn't born yesterday.
It must have been the day before.
Oh! Here, you can take your ring back. I don't want it. Oh!
Can't you get it off? What a pity you're denied the pleasure of throwing it at me. I know you don't think it's good enough.
I don't even know the words that describe you. I never want to see you again. Never, never, never!
What on earth was all that about?
I don't quite know. Except that Isabel and I have packed up.
Nigel.
Well, we were never very suited to each other, let's face it.
Of course you are.
Oh, don't try the kiss and make up advice, Claire, there's a dear, because it wouldn't work. There's someone else, anyway.
You mean you...
That I've fallen in love with someone else.
Oh, poor Isabel. Why, you've only been engaged for 3 weeks.
I know. Ludicrous, isn't it?
Is it this woman you're painting?
Yes, and do you mind if we don't talk about it, Claire?
As you please.
Anyway, I'd better be going.
Must you?
I'm sorry about the upheaval.
Paul? Nigel and Isabel have broken off their engagement.
Good heavens, why?
Oh, Nigel seems to have found interest elsewhere. Someone he's painting.
Oh, he'll probably get over it. Isabel shouldn't have kept him dangling so long. Where's Miranda?
Out.
Still?
She's been out since 1 o'clock.
Well, I hope she's all right.
Her faithful dog, Carey, is with her, so I suppose she is.
I don't like you calling Nurse Carey a dog.
I know.
And you needn't give a more accurate canine description of her, because I disagree. Where are we dining tonight?
Down in the restaurant. Charles and Betty are off duty. I thought you could get dressed early, dine down there, and go straight on to the opera.
Aren't you coming?
No. I have a frightful headache. Besides, Miranda won't miss me, I'm sure.
Oh, very well.
Paul, I've been having a little talk to Manel.
Manel? Oh, how's he?
Why did you buy the clothes for Miranda? What are you up to?
I'm not up to anything, but... Well, Miranda didn't have any clothes.
Oh, I take it she was running around naked down there.
You know Miranda can't run.
Well, if you ask me, there's something very fishy about this case.
Claire, I wish you'd trust me about this.
I do. But I'm watching you as well. Darling.
Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello, Miranda.
Wheel me into the lounge, will you, nurse?
Very well. Good evening, Doctor. Good evening, Mrs. Martin.
Good evening, nurse.
You've made a long day of it.
We've been to the British Museum.
Again?
I don't think we shall ever grow tired of the British Museum. Shall we, Nurse Carey?
There's plenty there.
I can never get up past the ancient Egyptian mummies.
Mummies? Oh, brushing up on your bandaging, nurse.
I'll go through and turn on your bath, Miss Truella.
La Voem tonight.
Claire doesn't feel up to going.
Oh, dear. Does that mean we can't go?
No. Paul will be taking you.
Will you, Paul? Oh, I'm sorry you don't feel well, Claire.
It's nothing. Only a headache.
Miranda, you'd better hurry up with your bath. We must go down and eat soon.
Betty's off duty, so we're dining in the restaurant.
I don't think I could possibly eat any dinner tonight.
Why?
Aren't you feeling well?
Oh, yes, I feel wonderful. But not in the least hungry. You don't mind if I don't come, do you?
Not at all. But I ordered it to be early, so Paul and I had better go down.
I'll stay up here and rest. And then, La Boheme.
Come along now, Miss. Bath's ready.
Oh, goodness.
I'll wheel you through.
Thank you, Claire.
I'm so glad you don't mind about tonight.
Nurse?
Yes, Doctor?
How has she been today? She doesn't want to eat dinner.
That's hardly to be wondered at. I just couldn't get her past the cockle stall in Cambridge Circus.
Nurse Carey.
3 pints she ate then and there, and took away a bag of them as well. The trouble was, she was made rather conspicuous by Miss Lambert's hat.
I should say.
That, combined with the chair and the cockles, caused quite the sensation. She stood the crowd, cockles all round.
For heaven's sake, don't mention it to Mrs. Martin.
I won't. But it's only fair to tell you that a young man with a camera took her photograph and had a chat with her.
Oh, what sort of young man?
I think he was a press reporter.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you couldn't help it. What attracts her to the British Museum so often, do you think?
I can't really say.
Miss Carey, you don't regret your decision to help me.
Not at all. I've grown very fond of her. Besides, it isn't everyone who could say they'd nursed a mermaid.
Miss Truello is calling you, nurse.
Oh, thank you. I'll go to her straight away.
Paul, is Nigel painting Miranda?
No. Well, as far as I know.
His studio's in Bloomsbury.
Well?
So is the British Museum.
I know very well that the... You don't think that... Clearly, the idea is absurd.
Not at all.
But surely you don't expect me to believe that Miranda is the cause of the broken engagement.
I do. We shall never grow tired of the British Museum, shall we, Nurse Carey? My foot.
I can't credit it. Miranda is an invalid.
So was Elizabeth Barrett, and she got Browning.
With Charles the chauffeur and Betty the maid presumably enjoying their evening off, and Paul spending an entertaining hour or two at the opera, Claire Martin has the flat all to herself. Armed with a dictionary, pencils, and a couple of newspapers, she's trying her hand at a couple of crossword puzzles when the front door opens.
Is that you, Betty?
Yes, madam.
Why, whatever's the matter?
It's Charles, madam. Our engagement's off.
Oh, Betty.
All on account of Mr. Weller.
What?
Things have been going on between them.
What sort of thing?
I don't rightly know, but he's wearing her love token.
What token?
Yes, a lock of her hair made into a sort of pendant.
Do you mean to tell me that Charles is actually wearing a pendant?
Yes, madam.
Around his neck?
Well, where else would he wear it?
Oh, most extraordinary. What opportunities have they had?
Those afternoon drives in the country in Dr. Martin's car.
But Nurse Carey has always been with them.
Yes, but Nurse Carey likes long walks in the woods.
What on earth is Charles thinking about?
I'm afraid he's got rather Russian ideas about class distinction, then.
Well, I don't blame him for that at all. But I just think it's so odd that he should be fascinated by an invalid.
He says she wants looking after. I reckon she does, too.
Betty, what do you mean?
Well, if you'll forgive my saying so, I think she's a bit funny in the head. For one thing, she sleeps the whole night through in a cold bath.
She what?
Yes, I always hear the water being running at night and then never out again in the morning. And yesterday when I cleaned the bath, I found a bit of seaweed in it.
How very peculiar.
Yes, madam, she's got a cupboard chock full of it. And there's another thing about it which isn't quite nice. She never wears panties.
Betty, are you sure?
Yes. Plenty of other underclothes she has, but not a single pair of those.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to think about that.
Have you seen the late edition of the evening paper, madam?
No.
Then look, on the front page.
An unusual photograph of Miss Miranda Truella, who was so often seen in London with Dr. and Mrs. Paul Martin. Miss Truella, in an interview with our special correspondent, confessed that she adores cockles. And this afternoon, at a stall in Cambridge Circus, ate 3 pints in as many minutes. Good heavens, how frightful.
Fancy eating at a cockle stall.
Betty, may I keep this?
Oh, yes, madam. And if you'll excuse me, I think I'll go to bed.
I should. I'm very sorry about you and Charles.
Yes, madam. I think there's something fishy about Miss Truella.
Something fishy about Miss Truella. Something fishy about Miss Truella. Something fishy. Of course, I'm crazy, but where's that dictionary? Oh, let me see. M-E-R. Mermaid. A mythical creature, half woman, half fish. An aquatic mammal. A sea cow. Coming.
Why, Nigel.
Where's Miranda?
Paul took her to the opera. They've probably gone on to supper somewhere.
I must see her.
Come in. You're welcome to wait.
Isabel's been to my studio. The new pictures in ribbons.
Then you'll have to start again. I'm sure Miranda won't mind, and Nurse Carey seems quite content to explore the British Museum alone.
You knew?
Oh, Nigel, I'm not exactly a half-wit.
Oh, Claire, I'm in love, really in love, for the first time in my life.
I can't help thinking you're making a terrible mistake.
The fact that Miranda is an invalid makes no difference to me. She needs someone to look after her.
I seem to have heard that before.
You don't know what she means to me.
I'm perfectly prepared to believe that you find her fascinating, Nigel. Even Paul seems to prefer her company to mine. And Charles is in quite a state about her.
Charles? You don't mean Charles
the... Yes, the chauffeur.
I simply can't believe it.
She needs to marry a fishmonger, not an artist. Have you asked her yet?
I haven't been in the position to ask her until tonight.
Nigel, about Miranda's leg...
I've already told you it makes no difference.
No, no, dear, you must understand me. Her legs, Nigel... what are they like?
I haven't the least idea. I'm surprised at you asking such a question.
Well, I'm sorry. I only wondered. Oh, Paul must have forgotten his key.
That's careless of him.
You stay there, Nigel. Make yourself comfortable. Charles.
I'm sorry to cause the late, madam. I used the front door because,
You didn't want to run into Betty.
Yes, madam. I want to see Miss Truella, please, madam.
Oh, I'm afraid she's out, Charles.
Well, would you mind if I waited in the hall? I want to see her rather urgently.
Nonsense. Come in and wait in the sitting room. I gather that your call is a social one. Come on in. You and Mr. Hood can wait together.
I hear you say that you are waiting to see Miss Truella.
That's right, sir.
Oh. She's expecting you?
Well, no, sir. It's in the nature of a surprise.
Oh, I see. I'm waiting to see her myself.
Is she expecting you, sir?
No.
Two surprises.
Would it be asking too much if you were to put off seeing Miss Truella until the morning?
I'm afraid it would, sir.
But you can't wait here and see her now.
Yes, sir, under the circumstances I can. I'm going to ask Miss Truella to be my wife.
What? Your wife?
Yes, sir. And unless I've mistaken the signs, I rather think her answer's going to be yes.
Oh, do you? Well, how extraordinary. It may interest you to know that that's exactly what I'm going to ask Miss Truella myself.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm afraid you don't stand a chance.
Why not?
Well, you see, sir, she likes the practical type of man like myself. And if you'll forgive me for saying so, she likes a man to be a man.
Are you suggesting that I'm anything else?
I'm using her own words, sir.
In reference to me?
I'm afraid so, sir.
If I weren't in danger of being knocked senseless, I'd punch you on the nose. Actually, she hates the practical type of man and efficiency and all that rot. She told me.
Well, sir, I'm afraid you've got it all wrong. She told me.
Oh, Charles. Charles, I'm sorry. I'm afraid you're in for a disappointment. You see, actions count for more than words. She gave me this pendant. See? Round my neck?
Oh, that's all right, sir. She gave me one, too.
See?
Charles.
Did she tell you it was a token of love which...
Which might have been, sir? As a matter of fact, she did.
Well, what will you two men be up to next?
I shall be getting along, please, madam.
Yes, I won't wait either.
Oh, but she'll be back any moment.
Could I have an envelope, please, Claire?
Yes, of course. There's one in the study.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll go through and get it, if I may.
Certainly.
Would you mind returning this pendant to Miss Truella, madam?
Delighted to, Charles.
Thank you, madam.
Charles,
there's just one thing, if you'll excuse my asking, but Miss Trewella's legs, what are they like?
Madam!
Oh, surely you know.
Most certainly not, madam. I hope I always bathe like a gentleman.
No. Well, you'll be surprised at some gentlemen, Charles.
Yes, madam. And I think I'll go and have a word with Betty, madam.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you, madam.
It's all right, Charles. I'll go. Isabel, come in, my dear.
Oh, Claire, I went to Nigel's studio and I looked at the painting. It was a portrait of Miranda and I ripped it to shreds. Oh, it was a good one, too. The best he's done. Oh, I must have been crazy to destroy it. Now he'll just start all over again.
No, I don't think he will somehow.
Oh, I do love him. I love him terribly. Isn't it silly of me?
Yes, it is.
And it's all my fault. If it wasn't for my stubbornness, we'd have been married years ago.
Isabel, darling.
Nigel, oh, that was mean of you, not letting on you were here. I'm sorry about the portrait.
Oh, that's all right. It's all over now. Claire, would you be kind enough to give this envelope to Miranda?
Nigel, I'd be delighted.
Nigel, I am sorry about the picture. Look, here are the keys to my shop. Take them and do what you like to every hat in the place.
Isabel!
And Nigel.
What, darling?
I still can't get your engagement ring off my finger.
Well, you won't have to now, will you?
Why, hello.
Hello, Claire.
Hello, Claire. How's the head?
Oh, gone entirely. Have you had a good time?
It's been a wonderful evening.
What are you doing?
Only a crossword.
You hate him.
Oh, just killing time, you know. Unfortunately, I've got stuck.
Oh, what do you want to know?
A seven-letter word beginning with M.
Mm-hmm.
A creature of the species manatee. Manatee. All it says here in the dictionary is, an aquatic mammal, a mythical creature, half woman, half fish. A sea cow.
Sea cow?
Miranda?
She knows. She's been spying on me. But she's not going to call me a sea cow and get away with it. You really are?
Yes, Miranda is a mermaid.
But if you think you're going to take a peek at my tail, you're very much mistaken.
Am I awake?
No, she's in some nightmare.
Oh, Miranda.
You've hated me ever since I set tail in this house.
No, I failed. I'm just a fish out of water.
Oh, no, you haven't failed, Miranda. You've had two visitors already tonight, Nigel and Charles.
What did they want?
Well, I think they both wanted to marry you.
Both of them?
Isn't it absurd? Were they here together?
Yes.
Oh, I shall never be able to look them in the face again.
They asked me to return these pendants to you.
My tokens? How funny human beings are about presents. But you'll keep yours, won't you, Paul?
Well, I...
Paul! Oh, Paul. Miranda, it's a wonder you have any hair left.
They're only made from combings.
Well, aren't there any men under the sea whom you could give them to?
Oh, yes, a few. But they've little eyes and flat noses, and they're awfully sissy. That's why they're practically extinct. Claire... You can see my tail if you want to.
Oh, sometime, perhaps.
It's quite pretty when it's wet. Isn't it, Paul?
It's charming. Perfectly charming.
Have you ever met any of Miranda's sisters, Paul?
No, no.
Well, they're at Majorca until the spring. I'm going there, too. I want to be somewhere lovely in there. I'll go and lie in my bath now. Give me a few minutes, Claire, and then you can come and see my tail. By then it'll be a little less dehydrated looking.
Oh, Miranda.
Put me in my chair, Paul. Thank you. Now I can manage. Come into the bathroom in a few minutes, Claire.
I will.
Well, darling, I feel much happier now that you know.
We can't keep this to ourselves.
Darling, we must.
But, Paul, it's our duty to make it public.
No, Claire, it wouldn't be fair to Miranda.
Oh, but, Paul...
No, I promised Miranda it would be a secret, and I'm not going to break my promise.
Oh. Well, I suppose I'd better go and see her tail.
Paul?
Hmm?
Is it very odd?
No, not really. Would you like me to come with you?
Certainly not. Miranda? Miranda? Paul?
What's the matter, dear?
Paul, she's gone.
What?
Gone, and her chair's gone, too.
Good, look.
She can't be very far away.
Porter, this is Dr. Paul Martin. Has my patient, Miss Truella, gone out? Was she alone? Right. She's gone, all right. Quick, come on to the balcony.
Well, can you see any sign of her?
Yes, look, there she is, going down to the embankment in her chair.
Oh, Paul.
Miranda, come back. Wait, Miranda.
Paul, look.
Too late. Gone into the river.
Will she be all right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen her swim. She'll be all right once she makes the open sea. Well, maybe it's just as well.
I wonder if she'll ever come to London again.
No. The sort of thing that only happens once.
I wouldn't be so sure. She loved it so much. Darling, next year I'm going to come fishing with you.
I don't think I shall want to go fishing next year.
No more bachelor holidays?
Never again.
Oh, poor Miranda.
She's probably on her way to Majorca. Of course it'll take her some time to get there.
Yes, Majorca. Paul, I wonder why she wanted to be somewhere very lovely in May.
I wonder.
September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. Paul!
And be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.